Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, and JP running the three-man show today with EB. I think heading to Syracuse to watch Cornell volleyball from Ithaca to Syracuse. Did a little research. If my son ends up going to Syracuse, it's one of the schools he's looking at.
Okay.
None of them are close except Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maryland, I think he's looking at Michigan, University of Miami, South Carolina, and Syracuse.
Right.
That's a long drive.
those are some long drives.
It's a long drive to Syracuse.
Might be hopping on a bird.
South Carolina.
Yeah. That's deep, too.
Yeah, I think he
it's probably nine hours to Columbia, South Carolina.
Easily.
I mean, my kids make fun of my, what was your GPA? Do you remember your GPA in high school? It wasn't a 3.0, was it?
It was nuts.
I had a sub 3.0. I saw my kids' GPA yesterday. It was pretty damn impressive.
Definitely sub. It was, I don't know, 2.6, 2.7.
Yeah, it was not good. It was not impressive.
I couldn't get anywhere now.
It was
now.
Far from impressive.
What could we get into?
Community college.
Yeah.
And then go to a four-year school after spending 2 years at a community college.
I think I had a
would have probably been my path had I been born later.
I want to say it was a 2.8, but that might be generous. I mean, it wasn't a great GPA.
Nothing to brag about.
Let's open up the entertainment page. Switch gears. Touch on the Hollywood and entertainment scene.
EP. Driven by BMW of Fairfax, he may not be the most interesting man in the world, but EB's pal Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models, limited time only. More at BMWofFairfax.com. The most entertaining thing that's happening right now is the TV theme-off that Valdez and I are doing during the breaks. Drab T-shirt is the proctor of the game. Currently, Valdez has a 4-3 lead on me. First guy to five wins.
You blew it, though, because I had to make a call to my wife, and I'm sitting out there, and I heard the Dexter theme song, and you watched all of Dexter, and I don't think you got that one.
Valdez got the Dexter theme song, and I just...
There's a very severe penalty for missed guesses. So.
That's true.
What is the penalty?
It's punitive. It's minus two. If you buzz in and I say Cakes and I hear Dexter theme song and I can't connect with it, then I'm minus two. So that prevents me from just jumping in with random guesses.
I overheard a few.
Yeah.
I think I would have nailed a couple of them.
Well, the Addams Family is a just big swing and miss.
Well, Walking Dead, I watched.
Yeah, I don't have.
But
a
it's all shows
Dead.
That I watch.
What was the last one you played?
You want to
Little House? Little House on the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie, and I got
Cakes nailed it.
Hold on, play that. Play Little House.
I don't think I would have nailed that.
I'll play it off my phone. Let's see if you guys can hear it here.
I didn't watch Little House on the Prairie.
I mean, I didn't watch it like religiously, but I definitely watched it at some point.
I definitely have heard that
like
a billion
when I was
times.
10 years old. Like it was on TV all the time. So it was just in its brain residue.
Right.
Cakes. Do you want to finish the game on air?
I think you should finish it on air.
It's 4-3 right now.
I would freaking love to.
We have our buzzer. You have to shout your name.
I told everybody, this is more entertaining than anything that I will do on the EP, and it's not even close.
Well, Jason's been talking all morning that he can't wait for the Diddy updates.
Well, we are gonna once we're done this.
Wait, there's more.
We'll lead with Diddy on the Diddy page.
Okay.
But so, luckily for you and for everybody within earshot, there's only one Diddy story.
So just to flex, currently. First to five, Valdez up 4-3.
He's up 4-3, yeah.
Can you remember the four theme songs you nailed, Valdez?
I got The Simpsons, which is my wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Roseanne.
Yes.
Addams Family.
Yep.
And Dexter.
Those are his four dubs.
I think I might have only been able to nail one of those.
I got
maybe
the Munsters, I got Little House on the Prairie, and I can't remember my third at this point, which is a disadvantage for me. My brain's kind of mush.
All right,
let's play. 4-3. Valdez can close you out. Is there money on the line?
No, it's just bragging rights.
Clear bragging rights.
Actually, you're actually a loser if you win, because that means you watch too much TV.
Well, we all are losers.
Keep in mind,
I want to win desperately.
This is coming off my phone, so I don't know how great that is.
That's fine.
All right,
let's go. This is for the dub, potentially. Oh, I know this.
God, I've heard this so many times. There's a time for love and a time
for living. That's all you get.
I'm gonna be mega pissed when you tell me what it is.
The penalty for not guessing is a big deterrent.
I'm desperate to guess, but I can't afford losing 2 points.
So neither of you are in.
I'm not. I'm passing.
I don't think it's right, but
you can guess.
I guess.
Yeah, sure. Because I don't have anything that I want to blurt out.
My guess is too close for comfort.
It's not a bad guess, but I don't think that's right.
I don't think it's right, but it's in that sphere.
It smacks of like early to mid 80s sitcom.
Yes, definitely.
It's very whimsical and lighthearted. Drab T-shirt, what is that song? Neither of us know it.
The song is from Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss?
Tony Danza.
Who's the Bolt?
Damn it.
Bolt?
Man, that one hurts.
Same era. Yeah.
I could have pulled even with Valdez with that one.
All right, so now he gets the next one.
Next one?
If he gets the next one correct, he wins. Right. Yeah. This is high stakes.
Do one more?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Matt.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
I think he's got it.
Inspector Gadget.
Definitely.
He wins.
It's definitely. Yes, Inspector Gadget.
That was a good match, though.
Thank you.
That was well done.
I'm the winner slash loser.
Good job. You are the winner slash loser. Well done. All right, we may have to revisit that at some point in the future, on and off air. All right, I told you the Diddy page was happening. Your headline, this is from TMZ. Diddy says, I'm not suicidal, but they put me on suicide watch. He was placed on suicide watch at the Metropolitan Detention Center in New York City, but he's not suicidal, at least according to his lawyer. Diddy's attorney, Mark Agnifilo, tells TMZ the suicide watch directive issued by MDC officials was merely a routine measure for, quote, new high-profile inmates. He spent 6 hours Thursday with Diddy at the federal lockup, and the music mogul turned criminal defendant was, quote, not at all suicidal. In fact, the attorney says Diddy was, quote, strong, healthy, confident, and focused on his defense.
Do you think other guys will go down that are famous? I saw yesterday people are combing through old interviews.
Combing,
and things
I see
like
what
that.
You did there.
And it was LeBron James.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if he was on, like modern day, you would think it was a Zoom call, but it was LeBron saying something like, ain't nothing like a Diddy party. I'm talking about being at Diddy parties.
I'm glad you brought up LeBron, because you can't watch an NFL broadcast without seeing LeBron James and Kevin Hart doing DraftKings commercials.
Correct.
I'm just going to throw a dart. This is a bat signal. DraftKings, this is a message to you. Kevin Hart and LeBron James are both LeBron's basically a billionaire. Kevin Hart's on his way. Those guys don't need DraftKings endorsements. The guy sitting in the drab T-shirt there across from me, that's not drab T-shirt, JP.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is an Old Glory T-shirt, Cakes.
Oh, Old Glory. I love Old Glory.
Who else needs one?
Old Glory DC. This guy.
Right.
These people need the DraftKings endorsement.
I'm guessing they're not listening to you.
More than Kevin Hart and LeBron James.
All I know is thank God for FanDuel. Thank God for FanDuel.
Like JP and I have talked about many times.
You're so jealous.
You guys back to winning horse.
Yep. Correct.
That's just Kevin Hart and LeBron take a little bit off their plate. Those guys are super busy. They have big, huge careers. They're good.
Anyway, so it looks like LeBron.
Thank you. That's just an editorial.
LeBron did an IG live with Diddy in 2020, and they say the old video has resurfaced where he said, hey, everybody know, ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Right.
Yeah, he might want to like go back and scrub some of his social media around that era.
Wait till some of the other big names come out at what was going on at these Diddy parties.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know if it's going to be LeBron, but there'll be other big names.
Well, speaking of big names and big people, Shaq makes the EP. Shaq is firmly denying that he's the man featured in a viral photo that's circulating online, and he's using humor to do it. In response to rumors sparked by the image, Shaq posted a playful video on Instagram.
Well, what is the image
of? Lip-syncing to Shaggy's 2000 hit song, It Wasn't Me, to dismiss the claims. If you've seen the picture, it's a giant human being
Okay.
Okay, standing in a hotel room, and there's a woman taking a selfie standing in front of him. Hmm. And this large human, now it doesn't show his head. It cuts off like at the upper torso.
Does it look like it could be his body?
Well,
is he naked? I mean,
no, he's wearing clothes.
Okay.
He has his gigantic hands.
He's like hugging on her. Oh. Lovingly.
His gigantic hands are in this spot on the woman that's posing in
what's
the photo.
What's his status?
He's doing the Janet Jackson bit.
Is he married?
Now, she's wearing clothes,
he's divorced.
Too.
Oh,
he's divorced. Let me see.
There's the picture. Now, Shaq is denying that it's him.
But who? I mean,
Shaq has a ton of tattoos. Like, you might be able to identify him from the tats.
I believe, like, the time stamp of the picture and when it was taken, he's in Atlantic City, I believe, at the same time as this woman is posting the photo in Atlantic City.
He denies
it. What are the odds of that?
I mean, it's definitely Shaq.
And then also, it's 100% she's posting.
It looks like it could be.
Photos and videos of her, like, on stage during one of his DJ sets.
Yeah, because he was doing, like, a club set in Atlantic City.
Yeah, so obviously, like, they know each other.
Right.
He's busted.
At the Harris Casino?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's in a relationship. And she's posting videos of him, like, sleeping on the couch in the hotel room. Right. I mean, he's stone cold busted.
I mean, he's so busted. Trying to claim that it isn't him.
It's just weird because she's, like, 5'1" and Shaq's 7'8".
Right.
Well, why did she let him let her take the picture?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What a dummy.
Hey, you know who needs 1,000 bottles of lube?
Shaq may want to call Diddy and borrow a bottle or 10.
With that munchkin.
Hey, who's the comedian that did the stand-up, the awkward stand-up last night after the game?
Is it Nikki Glaser?
Nikki Glaser.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was so cringy.
Now, this happened after the game was over.
This was after the game.
So, I mean, there's zero chance that I saw it live, but JP was watching some of it, like, during one of the breaks.
It was called Late Hits.
Okay. And the first minute or so was very cringy.
Oh, it continues.
But she had a few good jokes in.
I think
but
there's no audience.
Bit.
The only people laughing are the people on the set with her.
Well,
it's a weird
The
setup.
Guys on the set were kind of uptight, I think.
Right.
Because some of the lines, Cakes were like, that's a good line. Right. She basically was roasting the guys.
Yeah, she was just going down the line, roasting like Richard Sherman, Andrew Whitworth.
Well, there's two more videos, too. She actually does like a game recap where she's weaving jokes and stand-up into her game recap.
Can we hear some of that?
Do you want the game recap or like the...
Just the most cringiest part of it.
No, I think the roast, because it's the non-reaction.
It's the non-reaction.
It's a bad venue. Yeah. Like, if she was doing that a la the roast of Tom Brady and everybody's there drinking, having a good time, and there's an audience.
Yeah, but like,
then it works.
She's doing it on Amazon Prime
on the set with the guys.
No audience. The stadium is empty. Like, there's just no reaction to it. It's kind of a hard sell.
If I didn't love her so much, I'd be terrified. It's Late Hits with Nikki Glaser.
Hello.
Thank you so much, Carissa. I just have to say, it's so nice to finally meet the photo I show my plastic surgeon. But seriously, you are pretty intimidating. You look like the final boss at a country club.
That is actually funny.
But truly, I am so thrilled to be here. I want to be honest, I am pretty new to football. I used to think a two-minute warning was something a guy gave you 1 minute into sex, but every day I'm learning something new. For instance, today I found out that I look like 49ers tight end George Kittle.
Oh, wow.
Where'd that come from?
That's exactly what I
looked at Burning Man. Now, I know a lot of people are probably expecting me to get up here and just, like, roast everyone, but this isn't a roast. Like, you guys didn't sign up for this, so I'm definitely not going to say that Richard Sherman looks like Busta Rhymes on Ozempic. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say that Andrew Whitworth... I'm not going to say that Andrew Whitworth looks like Men's Warehouse Shrek.
There's no bad lines. It's just
there's no crowd reaction.
Yeah,
it's just cringy. Yeah. What it is.
They need to have like at least a mini audience for her to kind of riff off of.
Do they do that
sort of
for
reaction.
Every Thursday
I think
night?
That was the debut.
It was the debut. It said they're going to be doing it again.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be after every Thursday night game, but they said they're going
to
be doing it again.
They're trying something different. They're trying to shake it up.
Yeah, they're doing who was the original? It wasn't Cal Yendo. Who was the original, like, comedian that did something on pregame shows? Was it Cal Yendo?
I think it was Cal Yendo. I think Cal Yendo was the OG, wasn't he? He was the first guy.
I feel like
they,
somebody preceded
he's
Cal
the
Yendo.
He's the first guy they brought in to lighten up those stiffs on the Fox show.
Then you had Dennis Miller, but that wasn't pregame.
Yeah, in the second video, It's just so awkward.
Oh, the game one? Yeah, play a little game.
Because, well, no, no, she, like, she's doing her set, and you just have these drunk buffoons screaming, like, to the set. You can barely hear what she's saying.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, play that.
By the way, I just finally saw the Shaq picture. Mm-hmm. It is 100% him.
Of course.
Because the tattoos are beyond the size of the body, the tattoos on the arms.
It was New York versus Boston, a real battle of cities where you could get stabbed at a parade. And MetLife Stadium was packed with 82,000 of New Jersey's singlest fathers. The Jets really needed a win tonight because the Jets are a lot like Bruce Springsteen. They're based in New Jersey, and they've spent the last four decades making grown men cry.
She needs rim shots.
I mean, it's just very hit or miss, man.
Like, I didn't think that. I actually thought that was kind of butt funny. But like Bruce Springsteen based in New Jersey, and they make 40 years of grown men crying. But then you just have idiots that pounded 12 beers in the stadium going, Nikki!
Please go out to the parking lot, pass out on your car, wake up at 6 a.m. when it's safe, and then please drive home. Don't be a menace and get out on the road when you've had 10 Miller Lite tall boys.
She had a butt funny line where she said, Aaron Rodgers, also known as Throw Rogan.
It's not bad. So I guess she's going to do that going forward on Amazon Prime during the Thursday night.
Have fun watching that.
I think the original might have been Jimmy Kimmel before.
Oh, maybe you're right.
I think that Jimmy Kimmel came before Caliendo.
Right. To close out the EP quickly, Jason is heartbroken that it looks like Jane's Addiction might be done for good. Dave Navarro said, I'm gutted that things ended this way and that so many jobs were lost as a result. May all of our hearts mend together. Obviously, that goes back to the confrontation he had with lead singer Perry Farrell last week during a concert.
Well, Perry Farrell's psycho.
Where Perry Farrell basically assaulted him on stage. They had to pull the plug on the concert. So, Jason, no more Jane's Addiction for you.
I am crushed.
You lost the TV theme contest.
Yeah, I know. I'm crestfallen.
You or Jason. Jason, who knows his weather people.
Okay.
Can remember, because I was looking up the comedians on Fox's pregame show.
All right.
So it looks like Jimmy Kimmel was the first.
Right.
But it says the next year they added a weather person on the show.
Oh, so I'm like a female.
Can you name the
female weather person
who was on Fox?
Hold on, what's this on Fox?
She was very attractive.
I can't remember her name, but I do remember the bit. That was back before I was as evolved as I am now, when I wasted my precious time watching stupid pregame shows.
You don't do that anymore.
No.
What year was that?
Right around 2001, I think.
I don't remember.
Can't remember her name.
Jillian Barbary.
Oh,
you remember?
No, I remember.
God, what is she doing now?
Don't know.
She used to do like a morning show in L.A. I don't know if that's what she's doing now.
I think she's still working, but don't know. Should have pulled that.
I can tell you this.
Jillian Barbary.
She doesn't look similar. She doesn't look like what you remember her looking like.
Now she's 57.
She's got some years on her. It happens.
And what is she doing? Good Morning L.A.?
I don't know.
She used to do Good Morning L.A.
No, I would have never pulled that. I know the name, but I would never pull that.
Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz, and we'll give you Mel Kiper's big idea on how to shake things up in the NFL. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Right now, we're going to hook up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067 with a pair of tickets to Jeff Lynn ELO, the Over and Out Tour, Wednesday, September 25th. That's a Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, thefandc.com/events. They got a lot of concerts at old Capital One.
Yes, they do.
Valdez is going to one tonight. He didn't even know. He thought he was going next week, but he's going tonight.
I'm going to a mega concert tomorrow at Nationals Park.
You
ever heard of HF Festival? That's happening tomorrow.
I'm going to Jelly Roll, unless I can get somebody to replace me.
Yeah, all we do is go to concerts all the time.
I'm hoping somebody else wants me.
I just want to say this real quick. I said I wasn't going to talk about this on the air, but I'm going to tell Cakes he thinks it's funny. So I'm not going to mention where or who or when.
Okay.
But remember last year when I went to the backyard concert and it was Colin Hay?
I do, yes.
The former lead singer of Men at Work.
Correct. I do remember
this. My buddy hired him to play his wife's birthday party.
Because your buddy's rich.
So this year.
Does he hang out with anybody that's not?
This year. Hang out with you guys.
Good question. Yeah. He hangs out with us povs.
This year.
Yes.
He's doing the same thing.
Okay, yeah.
You ever heard of Matchbox 20?
I have heard of Matchbox 20. You ever heard the song Unwell?
Well, I'm gonna be well listening to Unwell.
Oh, you're gonna be hanging out with Rob Thomas.
Well, yes. Think about that. Oh. In my boy's backyard.
Wait, somebody hits.
Hey, can I come?
There's gonna be a lot of glamour honors.
Tickets are scarce.
I'm sure the tickets are very scarce.
But how incredible is that?
Oh, that's pretty
What's
incredible.
That friend's first name? Have we met him?
No, I'm not going to say. But
are you going to say how much he's paying Matchbox 20?
Nope.
Matchbox 20 grand.
Is he on a company that's paid us before?
No.
That was a nice gig.
Does he want to overpay us to come do a live show in his backyard? Because I'm available.
I thought that would be funny.
I'm so available. Anyway. So ready.
Anyway, sorry. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Time now for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis. They have a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. Let's start with Mel Kiper. Do we have the audio, Valdez? I should have checked. Mel Kiper was asked about the scoring kind of going down in the NFL. There's more running now than passing. The passing touchdowns are way down. There are a lot of explanations as to why, but one of the things that is being thrown out, I heard Aaron Rodgers even talking about this, is that a lot of teams are playing two safeties, two high safety. That means two safeties way back.
Yeah.
So the way to counter that is you run the football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mel Kiper has an idea. Here's Mel.
Well, I grew up with the best of the National Football League, 60s, 70s, into the 80s. You're talking about deep shots, right? The go route, the nine route post. You're talking about Terry Bradshaw in a Super Bowl hitting John Stallworth. You see Leroy Irvin diving, right? Just off his fingertips. There's the receiver. They laid it out there, right? Hit the receiver in stride. 65-yard touchdown. It's a beautiful thing to watch. That's what I want to see brought back to the National Football League. Okay, check down kings, bubble screen sensations, boring football. Uh-uh. Game manager, I get it, but I want to see those deep shots. That's what the NFL was built on. I grew up with John Unitas, Fran Tarkington, Ken Stabler, Daryl LaMonica. You know, you talk about quarterbacks, Joe Namath. It was just right. Brett Favre when he was doing what he did. Burt Jones with the Baltimore Colts. You think about those quarterbacks who would throw the ball down the field. I said what Bradshaw did was Stallworth and Swan, Roger Staubach. That's what I want to see brought back. Say, well, you can't do that, right? Well, you got a five-yard rule with the quarterbacks, right? The Mel Blount rule, right? Now with the push thing with Hurts, you got to be a yard back now. So don't tell me you can't have those safeties closer to the line of scrimmage than they are. I was in games where I'm thinking, hey, too high? They're out in outer space. Two, I couldn't even find us. So they're playing with nine guys, right? Where are the other two? Oh, the other two, they're so daggone far back, and even though they're part of damn play. I'm telling you, we got to change this thing, and we got to have, hey, you can warn them. Enough radio. They come up. Hey, guys, you got to get up a little bit, right? You're too far back. Warn those safeties. But you got to figure out, competition committee, somebody, Dano, somebody's got to figure out what that depth is, but it's too far back right now. The NFL is being ruined by these too high safeties.
I don't hate it. At first, I was like, well, that's ridiculous. You're changing defensive strategy.
Right.
But then I thought about Major League Baseball. They got rid of the shift.
Right.
They got rid of the four outfielders. Mm-hmm. They got rid of a pitcher coming in for one batter.
Touchdown,
I mean,
passes,
it can still happen, but they changed rules.
Passing touchdowns are way down this year. So, I mean, he might be on to something.
I do think he's on to something. I don't know if the NFL will go that route.
Yeah.
But if Major League Baseball can change their rules dramatically, mm-hmm. where they were saying, no, you can't have defensive positioning like this, mm-hmm. why couldn't the NFL do the exact same thing?
Too many rule changes in all the sports. I'm not prepared for it. I think there's too much strategy involved there.
Yeah, but you would approve it. You would approve of it if it upped the touchdowns, upped passing touchdowns, upped scoring, which is what people tune in for. People don't tune in for 9-7 slugfests where guys are rushing the ball 25 times and the quarterback's having a hard time getting the ball down the field.
I think people are going to tune into the NFL. I don't care who's playing quarterback. I don't care how many points are scored. People are going to watch.
Oh, I disagree with that. If it all of a sudden becomes defensive struggles and scoring is down 20 or 30%, I think you'll see people, not everybody.
Oh, but people love it. They love fantasy. They love
the ratings.
They love gambling.
Of course, but
I disagree.
They like gambling on 28 to 24 outcomes more than they do 10 to 7 outcomes.
All right, well, quarterbacks have to be better. Quarterbacks have to be better coming out of college.
Okay.
Because a lot of those guys just aren't good enough.
So you would be pro rule change, and usually you don't like change.
If it's for more scoring and more exciting games, yes.
No, this is why Cakes is wrong. It's because he's not a fan of a team. If you're a fan of a team, you're going to watch your team regardless, even if it's a 3-2 slugfest. Cakes isn't a fan of a team. He's a fan of his fantasy team.
Yeah, but they want more than that in the NFL.
There are more people like me who are more into DFS, gambling, fantasy squads than they are one individual team.
Or just watching games.
There's more of us than you think.
That's not
going
to die. I'm sorry, it's not going to die.
It's not going to die. But
there's no chance that ratings will dip 30%. Is that what you said, 30%?
If it becomes unwatchable, boring,
hold on. You
low
think,
scoring football, I think 30% might be a light number.
You think, no, you think there's more people like you that are just have no allegiance to any single team out there or player?
I'm not saying there are more of me than there are of you who are into one team. I'm just saying there are more of me out there than you think.
Well, I agree with
that. Why do you think the NFL is so wildly popular over the last 20-ish years? Fantasy football and gambling. Well, it's taken a huge upturn in the last 20-ish years.
But that's not going away.
I didn't say it was going away.
I don't care what happened.
Yes, you did. You said you think it's going away if there's 6-3 games.
Yeah. There aren't going to be many 6-3 games.
10-7 games and 6-3 games where it's all field goals and no offense, you will see major erosion in ratings.
All right, well, you're going to see that you're going to see that every once in a while, but that's not going to be the norm ever.
Probably won't be the norm
ever.
But if passing touchdowns and offense are down 20 or 30%,
oh, maybe that's where you came
over
up with
an extended period of time, you will see people tuning away.
All right, well, it would have to happen for 25 years.
I mean, I don't know how long of a
these people
time
are not,
span it
people
is.
People are going to, they're going to be front and center every Sunday. I don't care who's playing quarterback. I don't care how many points
as long as the games are entertaining. If the
for the most part, they are.
Fail to be entertaining, and they're what Valdez loves, 3 yards in a cloud of dust and 6-3 finals. Boring.
Come on, man. The athletes are too good. You're not going to have 6-3 finals.
I'm being a little extreme.
I know you are.
No, people are going to... People aren't going to turn away. They're going to watch regardless. The NFL is a drug. People are addicted.
Okay.
It's already a slop,
right, you keep
a slop
that.
Fest, referee fest type league, and people aren't turned away.
But why wouldn't you want to make it better? Mel Kiper's proposing a rule which, for many fans, would make it better because you would have more offense, more deep shots versus what he was
more
lamenting,
exciting football.
The wide receiver bubble screen.
I don't know. Is that better?
I think that's better.
I don't necessarily think it's more entertaining.
I would rather see Xavier Worthy catch a 70-yard bomb than I would Derrick Henry rush for 3.5 yards.
I think most people would.
That's just me.
I think it's not just you. No, I think it's stupid if you just give an advantage to the offense every single time they're on the field.
But that's what Major League Baseball did. Even just making the base bigger helped stolen bases. They wanted to give the offense more of an advantage.
All right, but that's because baseball was desperate because their numbers were dipping. People weren't watching.
Okay, well, what Cakes is saying is if this trend continues.
It's not.
He's saying
if
this trend continues.
It won't.
I don't know. I'd be pro rule change.
People love it. People love the NFL, and they're going to watch it every Sunday. I don't care who's playing quarterback. I don't care how many points you scored.
Because the hit and run is so sexy in baseball.
You need superstars. That's what you need. And the league's always going to have it.
I don't know. I could see the rule change.
Cakes makes a compelling argument. Someone in the middle might be leaning towards Cakes here a little bit.
Thank you.
Just watching 9-6 football games or even 13-6, I'd rather mow the grass.
All right, here you go, real quick. Passing touchdowns after 2 games in the NFL from 2019 to currently. 2019, 105 touchdowns. 2020, 110. Same in 2021. 2022, 105 touchdowns. The last 2 years, in 2023, 86 touchdowns.
Okay.
Passes. 2024, 69.
Poo-poo. Okay.
All right, so you
That's
just...
That's a huge...
Yeah, so why haven't you stopped watching?
Why haven't you stopped watching?
Yeah.
Where are the TV ratings? They're going like this.
Because I'm addicted. because I'm already into the ecosystem. The casual eyeballs that are the fringe people, when the numbers keep dipping like that, they're going to start going bye-bye. I'm not going anywhere.
No chance.
I'm talking the casuals are going to be like, you know what? This is as exciting as 5 or 6 years ago. Games aren't as compelling. I might find something else to watch.
All right. Have fun. Jason. Have fun watching something else on Sunday.
You say no chance, but when we were growing up, when you and I were 12 years old, baseball was the king.
It's a different world.
Yeah.
And probably somebody said to them what Cakes is saying, hey, if this continues, we're going to lose the fans.
When we were
another sport's going to take over.
When we were 12 years old,
and the NFL did.
There was only 5 networks to watch. Okay. That's why baseball was king.
You think the suits that run the NFL don't find it alarming that in 2020, they had 110 passing touchdowns through 2 weeks, and in 2024, it's less than 70?
I don't think they're worried about it.
Oh, I think they're worried about it.
Of course they do.
They're definitely worried about it.
No, they're not.
Because at the end of the day, it's a business.
Okay.
It's a business.
That makes more money every single year.
Yeah, but they need new, fresh eyeballs on that business all the time.
Don't get it.
And if it keeps dipping like that, people are going to start turning away.
But I think the bigger issue is the quarterback play in college is so much different than what it has to be in the NFL.
Definitely a component of it.
And they're not prepared like they used to be to come in the NFL and throw touchdown passes.
Right.
That's the bigger issue, in my opinion.
Coach them up in college. Get them ready.
College quarterbacks are never under center.
And get those safeties a little closer to the line. Make it easier to throw those bombs that Mel Kiper loves.
They made the outfielders move.
Yep.
I think you could do the same thing with safeties.
Good.
800-636-1067. You want to chime in? We're the Junkies. Be right back. Did you see that M&M's has a new flavor?
Oh, I have not. There has been a proliferation of M&M flavors like over the last, I want to say, 5 to 10 years. I think there's like, on the regular, like 15 to 20 different flavors. Like if you go down like a grocery store aisle at this point. Maybe that's a little
favorite
much,
of the,
probably like a dozen that you could pick from.
But what are your favorite?
I like peanut.
Peanut,
I like
peanut M&M's.
Peanut butter is good.
Peanut is the one seed.
Peanut is so good.
Seed. I mean, maybe the basic M&M's
the
one seed.
Are real,
like
they're really
chocolate.
Good. I think they have a caramel flavor.
I've seen pretzel.
Pretzels out there.
All right, what's the new one that's coming out?
Do you have a guess?
No idea.
I have a question. Is it like Halloween themed because seasonal or no?
I don't think it's seasonal. It's something that we grew up eating as kids.
Okay.
Some of us still will have them as adults.
All right.
I've actually, not very often, it's definitely from like their kids' menu, but I've ordered it at Potbelly.
Ordered it at Potbelly. Kids' menu.
PB&J?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Ooh, that's...
I could eat that.
I think I'm going to have to sample it.
That seems a lot to happen in a small M&M.
Yeah.
It'd have to be the
peanut
thick
butter
ones, right?
And jelly.
Yeah.
With the chocolate.
Mm.
Hook
I don't know.
Bring some in.
I think okay. I would try it. I mean, it's worth a try. Sounds kind of intriguing.
Yeah, my favorite is just the original yellow.
Yeah.
Peanut M&M's.
Yeah.
I agree.
Pickle
so
gets
good.
Those from the
he
Monumental
does,
probably
get those
once
a, lot.
A week.
They're delicious. They're amazing.
Probably costs like $3 here.
I have no idea. I don't think I might have bought them once
so
here.
Valdez is going to a concert tonight.
Yes. He had no idea.
Anna Gabrielle, is that her name?
JP reminded me.
I looked it up. She's a Mexican
Anna Gabrielle.
Crooner.
So you're going tonight to is that Cap One?
Yep.
What's funny is he thought it was next weekend.
Look for me. I'll be the only gringo.
You'll be the only gringo in the crowd.
Well, you said your best friend might be a gringo.
We'll be the only gringos.
Yeah, that one's not like a Bad Bunny concert. Looks like she's older. She's almost 70.
Really?
Yes.
She's almost 70?
Had
she's
no idea.
68.
Did you know that?
I thought she was like a young
she was like 30.
Yeah,
I got
no file on her.
This is not like he's gone to Bad Bunny. I don't know if you've been to other shows. Who else
I've
did you
been
see?
Zach Bryan.
No, in terms of the Latin singers.
Oh, the Latin.
He's gone to reggaeton.
He ain't going to see what's her name from Only Murders in the Building, Selena Gomez.
No.
It ain't that.
There's who's Carlos Vives? I've been to Carlos Vives.
She's sold over 40 million records worldwide. That's impressive.
How does Valdez, who claims that he's the world's greatest planner, forget that he's going to a concert on a Friday night?
I got my dates mixed up.
Yeah.
That's never happened to you. I've got my dates mixed up.
Here's exactly why. He's too worried about his fantasy squad, like what Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to do over the weekend, or he's got some lineup issue that's like clouding his brain. That's probably part of it.
But what if he had planned something else today?
Well, he'd be double booked.
Well, good thing I got nothing going on in my life.
He'd be boned.
Double booked.
Yeah. Here's what I have booked for the weekend. At noon today, I'm going to see the audiologist. So I'll have a full report on Monday.
Oh, sorry. Pencil that in.
I might be wearing a miracle ear in here on Monday. I might have a cochlear implant by the time we get back here Monday. I don't know. I don't know what this guy's going to say.
That beats my plan.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing something that you should do, mm-hmm. but I'm going to be at a funeral at noon.
Oof.
I was thinking about bringing my clothes here because mm-hmm. it's in Falls Church.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go home and then turn right back around.
You just brought a big downer on the weekend.
You just pwned our weekend preview, JP.
Skip over that one. It's on Saturday.
Couldn't have kept that to yourself?
No, it's tomorrow. It's today, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing the rest of the weekend?
Oh, soccer. I coach two soccer teams.
Soccer.
I think I have an 8:30 and a 1 o'clock.
I might go to the zoo Sunday morning, and hopefully I'll see some fake pandas.
Oh, but I'm going to go see...
dress up as pandas.
I'm going to go see Peanut Butter and Jelly Roll.
Yeah, you are. Everybody's going to concerts this weekend, yeah. except you, Jason. Yeah.
Although I'm trying to get out of it.
I know. You're actively trying to bail. You're trying to ditch.
No, but I'm going to basically see a concert in... at Lane Stadium when they start playing their Sandman.
That's gonna be awesome.
Yep. I haven't been to Tech since last April.
Night game or day game?
It's 3:30.
Okay.
Yeah. But gotta get on the road, gotta get down 81. Hopefully there's no tractor trailer accidents. Such a disastrous road.
What about you, Drabby? What are the big plans? I know your twins are playing soccer now.
Oh, he looks
I don't think I got anything.
You got nothing? Got a wide open.
It's a
weekend?
Light weekend.
Do you have the soccer game?
Got a soccer game. I'm about to quit that dumb league. I'm pulling my girls out. It's the most unorganized chaos ever. My girls are still three. I think there's a six-year-old on the opposing team.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah. Girls scoring 17 goals in 45 minutes.
I mean, can we just have some age-appropriate people out on the field? Three-year-olds playing with other three-year-olds? Maybe throw in a four-year-old?
Hmm.
Not somebody that's double their age?
We'll see. It's a little bit chaotic.
Yeah.
I'm JP out there running it.
I mean, I am kind of jealous that your kids are still very young, but I would not want to go out to a soccer game and watch that. And no. I certainly wouldn't want to coach it.
No. Did your kids ever play soccer? I feel like Jason didn't expose. I think Jason didn't want to expose his kids to sports he didn't like.
That's not true. My oldest daughter played one season and hated it.
Okay.
And then my youngest daughter played, actually, both my daughters played one season of basketball. Hated it.
Not fans.
They weren't fans.
A stunner. They only did one season of hoops.
It wasn't even one season. It was like one practice. No, my oldest daughter did. She completed the season. My youngest daughter had one practice. Yeah. She says, "I'm out." They just were all into softball.
Yeah,
that's what they love.
Their thing.
I couldn't help it. It was fine. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Have you gone to any games of your old team?
No.
You don't miss.
No.
You don't miss it.
Mm.
You know what? He's closed that chapter in his life.
I have.
He's passed it. He's over it.
I just don't. I don't miss it. I don't think I'd ever go back and coach again.
Cakes, did you only coach flag football?
Yep. Maybe did a quick stint in basketball. But yeah, that's it. Maybe one season of basketball, one season of flag football, and then I hung up my whistle. No moss.
The greatest league of all time. With two teams.
Hey, what are you going to do, JP? I can't make people sign up for a sport if they don't want to. Nothing I can do.
Got a big battle of 2-0 teams at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Ah, very good. Wish
all
you
right,
luck.
Got to get out of here for Bish, Cakes. I'm JP. EB will be back on Monday. B, Mitch, and Finley next.